It's a Celtic Underground podcast extra. It's a football fans podcast and the people behind CelticUnderground.net. We were at Celtic Park again tonight and thumped to Hearts whilst Rangers lost at Kilmarnock. Is there anything more that can be done to replicate last season with this season? So for those of you interested, as it stands, the league position is Celtic play 26 games, goal difference plus 62, 70 points. Rangers 25 games, goal difference 44. That's 18 goals, points 10, less on 60. We've got 12 games left. We are 10 points clear. So after the game, we have the interviews with Neil Lennon, Jozo Simonovic, a Hearts player, and the Hearts manager who rambles. This is me, Harry Brady, saying enjoy, good night, and God bless. Never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And if I think it over, maybe you'll be coming over again. And I'll stick it up for you all over again.
That's a very, very nice view to say so. I agree with you. I think they were magnificent tonight, and just their desire and hunger to play and score goals, run, you know, everything you want from a manager, from a team. I got tonight, you know, it was an emphatic victory and, you know, an outstanding second half performance.
Psychologically, what does a 10 point gap do for
your players? Well, it may give them a bit of confidence, but that's about it really. We got a tricky game on Sunday, you know, a tough game on Sunday at Pittodrie. They had a great win last night, so we're taking absolutely nothing for granted.
It's been quite a turnaround, if you think what was said after the Old Firm game at the end of December.
Yeah, that's the way football goes sometimes, you know. We kept calm and, you know, we're just doing what we do best, or trying to do what we do best, doing our work conscientiously and behind the scenes. I've got a great, you know, support network there, and the players are, you know, you can see the fitness levels are very good at the minute, and obviously we're getting some players back up to full fitness, you know, so the squad's looking, you know, stronger as well.
The fans at the end obviously thought the title race is over, Neil.
Don't ask me, Ron. Pardon?
What's your message to them?
Just, you're amazing. Thank you for your support, and we'll do everything we can to, you know, keep entertaining you. You know, the best fans in the world as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, it's quite incredible, really, when you consider the form that they've been in over the last few weeks. That pleases me, you know. Like, any win would have pleased me tonight, but, you know, if the score five goals and if your striker's not the score, they'll probably be down there with a padded lip, knowing them too, like, you know, because they love scoring goals. But it's a great team effort, you know, whether we changed the shape a little bit second half, and we got more reward from that with goals, but score two from set players as well, that's very pleasing.
Is it the mentality of champions, you know, that players, when you're looking at the gap that's obviously going, they just continue in the same kind of relationship?
That will be the message that we'll be sending to the players, and they know that. So they know, like, there's a long way to go, and there'll be twists and turns as we go along. We just have to concentrate on each individual game as they come along.
What part does mentality play in it, though, Neil, when, you know, you get a bunch of guys down there that know what's required to win a title? How big a factor is that in a situation like the one that you came back to for the second part of the season?
Yeah, I mean, mentality is obviously, the psychology of the game is, or any sport really, is huge. You know, when you've got players like Brown and McGregor, you know, and Forrest, who've been over the course and distance, you know, for a long, long time now, you know, that gives you that sort of comfort and the knowledge that they know, you know, not to get too down when you get beaten and not to get too high when you win, and just stay on that level. I think that's been drummed into them for a long, long time now, this club.
Corners and counter-attacks were important, and they have tonight. What were you most pleased by?
Switch the play, you know, quick in the striker, then out the other side, you know, worked perfectly for the third goal. You know, Hearts, to their credit, you know, came and tried to press the game, and it was interesting, you know, coming up against that tactic here at Celtic Park. We haven't seen that before, but once we broke the lines, we knew that we could cause them problems.
At one point tonight, Callum McGregor McGregor had to jump out of a tackle. A few of them would seem to be quite robust challenges going in that weren't, maybe the fans feel they weren't being properly punished, but you're a little bit worried that the referees maybe have been too lenient with some of the tackles for this evening?
Well, he certainly got the red card right, because that was absolutely horrendous, you know. That could have really done some serious damage to Scott. Thankfully, he's all right. But I don't have too many complaints about the referee's performance tonight, and I'm not going to. But the red card was totally justified.
Okay. Satisfying night all round.
Sorry?
A satisfying night for you?
Yeah, good night for all of us, you know, I would say. Good results, hard results, bad results as well. So we can be only happy. But let's talk about us. So, good performance.
What did you think when you heard all the crowd though at the end?
We knew that something's happening, you know, when they start to cheer. But the most important is for us that we finish our game on the right way, you know. So that was all about. So we just, even before game, talked about our performance and our job. So on the end, they finished as they finished, so it's also good for us, but it's a lot of games, you know, to play anyway, so it's still a big job ahead of us.
You feel this is a significant result, or a significant evening in the title race?
If you look our game, yes, because when they played Rangers, they beat them, so, but we didn't put much tension on other games, you know, Rangers, Kilmarnock and other teams. So we just looked ourselves, and on the end, we made it. We did job very well, and we can be happy.
Do you think you're scoring so many goals since the new year? Do you think you guys and your performances are putting the pressure on elsewhere that's being felt?
I don't know. Maybe. But I said we need to look ourselves, you know. We know what is our job and the style of how we want to play. So, as you said, we scored many goals. And that's Celtic. We want to score goals. So, we're on the right way.
You seem very comfortable with the three at the back.
Yes. Three or four. Doesn't matter, you know. We need to take that and play as much as possible. Much good as possible.
Joseph, I think it's 8 wins after 8 games after the winter break, 8 wins, 27 goals. You keep saying talk about us or Celtic. Is that the key, that you don't think of anybody else or any other team, it's just Celtic?
Of course. When you look back years, we set some standards and we knew that is about us. It's very simple. So we regrouped after New Year and we're still chasing, you know, we still want to score more goals, and the style, how we're playing, I'm looking forward.
Were you annoyed as a squad by the Rangers' defeat and the performance that day?
You mean the games that we played?
In December.
In December?
Yeah.
That game is behind us.
I know, but has that been a spur for you, or did that annoy you and you wanted to put it right?
Yeah, of course, because that was a big game, you know. Old Firm is always big. They're always big games, you know. And of course means a lot if you win or you got beaten. So for us was good impulse what we showed now after New Year, so we just need to keep going.
Would you believe, Jozo, that just 6 weeks on from that game, at the full time whistle of the Old Firm game, if you had to say in 6 weeks' time you'll be 10 points clear, would that be something you would have believed?
I believe that we can win every next game. I came back after New Year, and I believed in myself, and boys believe for sure that we need to go game by game and win every game, and that's very simple.
How do you feel about your form and fitness? Manager said you had a slight problem here in the year. You're playing through the pain, or how are you?
I came back after five months break, and I still need some game time, you know, but it's a for sure, normally. So, but I'm looking forward, you know, I can prove from game to game, and I'm proving to myself, proving to others, so it's fine.
Congratulations on your goal tonight. How much work has been done on the training pitch?
Thank you. It's been lots of work, you know. Since when I came back, I missed a lot of games, you know. 5 months is not a short period, and especially in the busiest time in the season. So I work hard. I know what how hard I worked, and that time behind me, I wanted to use much as possible, and when I come back, that I can be better and better from game to game. So I still believe that is some time ahead of me, and not only of me, ahead of all of us.
It's going to be a big night, but you've got a big game coming up on Sunday away in Aberdeen as well.
Yes.
So you don't want to sort of lose the advantage you've gained tonight.
I said for us it's very simple, you know, we want to win every game. And every game is big for us, you know. That's how we need to be prepared. That's the way how we're preparing ourselves. Every game brings 3 more points, so we want to take them all. It's very simple.
You must feel you've had more than your fair share of injuries. Are you now just hoping for a long period without any?
I would like that I can say, yeah, that's it, you know, but I need to go day by day, and for sure I learned something from my past, definitely. So I want to play as much as possible, and I just want to keep going as now.
Do you think you'll be okay for Sunday? Is it difficult to play games so soon?
Look, the manager is who picks the team and who picks the players. So, for sure, I'm going to be there. If he picks me, okay. If not, okay again. The most important is we winning the games.
Thank you.
Honest, I want to try give the player a feeling we have a chance. I think our plan was good, but our game was not like our plan. And I asked before what is we say in German some things, but we played like rabbit on the headlights, yeah? Rabbit in the headlights, yeah. This was from the first moment you can see we looked after Celtic, we impressed from the game, from the stadium, from the support, and we tried to change a little bit our confidence on the pitch with the substitute from Connor Washington on the pitch, but I don't know, 2-3 minutes after this we conceded the 1-0, and then after this we played 50 minutes better, a little bit better, and we have some good situations. And we want to keep it in the second half, but after 5 minutes in the second half was the game decided against us, and then it's very difficult for us at the moment to keep our confidence, stay together. But this is the one and only way for us that we in difficult moments, and that was a very difficult moment today or night today. Stay together and look in front for Saturday, and yeah, this is a big game for us.
Daniel, how much of a worry is it, considering where the club are and how much is on the line, that your players, as you say, look like rabbits in the headlight? How worrying is that for you as their manager?
Yeah, I think we tried a lot of things, and I think, especially last week, our home game was a big punch against Kilmarnock. But we show a reaction on Saturday. We win in the cup, and on the other side, you can see we have some injured player. We try to keep the player or to bring the player back for every game on the pitch, but. Today also we have with Sean Clare and Mike Smith, 2 player again. It was all decided in the last moment that they can play, but in the end, they need to substitute. We need the player at the moment. It was a lot of games in the last 18 days, I think, 6 games, and you can see we have at the moment not the not so much options to change some positions, and then we struggled sometimes, but doesn't matter. This is our situation. We need to sort it out, and Saturday we need to fight about every ball, every duel. This is what all expected from us, and this is what I expected from my player.
Daniel, you just said you need options, but it seems like a duo. It's not your option at the moment. What is lacking?
At the moment, we decided not against Rio. We decided for other player. This is the thing. At the moment, you can see when you looked in our squad or on the bench, we have a lot of options in the offense, but way less options in the defense. This is our problem.
So does he know what's the issue?
Some decisions is when you say you think other player fits more for the game, then you decided for other player. But mean not that he not can play a Saturday.
What? So what does he need to get back to your squad?
I tell him alone this.
Right. Okay, guys. Nice time.
Thanks.
We've got to. It was a terrible night for us as a team. But as bad as we were, Celtic were good. But the next two games are the ones we have to look for. It's as biggest games as I've probably played in since we've came here for the club. It's a massive game. The next two are huge, and we've got to win them.
It's 1-0 half time, John. You come back out.
I thought first half we were in it. I thought there were spells where it's like, you know what it's like here when the other team gets a period of possession, sometimes they can give the ball away and stuff like that, and I thought at 1-0 we did. Second half we've came out and conceded the goal right away, which has sort of killed us, and then everything just went against us, and it's a bad day at the office anyway.
I know nobody really expects you to come here and win, but can you park
Nah, we can't let it. It's not an option. We can't let it go forward because these two games are massive, and every one of us has to take responsibility in the next two games because everyone's played a part in where we are just now. That's everyone. So the next two games are huge, and we've got to win them.
It's disappointing that you can't afford to feel sorry for yourselves with these games coming up.
No, we can't. We can't dwell on it. I say it's going to come quick. 3 days. We've got Hamilton. So we've got to focus on that. Everyone's got to be focused on that, and whatever happened tonight's done. Got to go out on Saturday and forget about it, and we've got to take them to Tynecastle and win.
How difficult is it to do that, John? Obviously, the confidence is quite low.
Yeah, I think we've actually had an all right period of games, and tonight, for one reason or another, we didn't really show up. Second half, first half again, I thought we were all right in spells. Yeah, they had chances, but we had some chances as well. But second half we've been very poor as a team, but it's going to be difficult. But there's no choice. There's no feeling sorry for ourselves anymore. It's got to be. We've got to go there and win.
The games are running out. There's like 12 games left, John. So it makes even more important than Saturday's match. It's not many games.
Yeah. So yes, as I say, it's massive. Next two games are massive.
It sounds like you can realise the kind of danger you're in at the moment. Does the squad appreciate that this kind of too good to go down, or? Always come good eventually. Is that kind of realising now you are a bit of a dogfight?
No, I think we've known we're bottom of the league, so there's no going away from we're in a dogfight now, and the games are running out, so we've got to step up. Yeah.
How difficult is it being when the manager's obviously coming in and trying to implement his own style, but at the same time you've got to get results?
Yeah, exactly. The manager's came in and we've had a turn in form in periods, and you can see what he's trying to do, but no matter how we want to play, we've got to win. We've got to pick up results, and it's got to start Saturday.
Did you feel like a turn against Rangers last month, John? Why do you think maybe you haven't kicked on the way you wanted?
Yeah, I think everyone felt that way. It was a massive, massive afternoon for us, and it went well. And for one reason or another, we didn't back it up the week after. But as I say, like, that's done now. We've got to put all our focus on Saturday, and go and get a result.
Cheers, thank you.
Bring me sunshine. in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.